a longstanding arts organization in Kingston, is entering a new chapter. Formerly known as Modern Fuel Artist Run Center, the organization has announced a new name and brand identity as it approaches its 50th anniversary next year. The organization traces its roots back to 1977, when it was first incorporated as the Kingston Artists Association. It was later renamed Modern Fuel in 1995, becoming a staple of the city's contemporary art scene. The organization will now move forward as Cultivate Art Commons, a rebrand reflecting a renewed focus on community-engaged artistic practice in Kingston while continuing its long-standing mission of supporting contemporary artists. Executive Director Maddie Andrews sat down with CFRC to talk about the change and what it signals for the future.
Well, to start us off, I was wondering if you could give us the backstory. What kind of prompted this decision to rebrand, and why was now the right moment?
Absolutely. So this transformation has been years in the making, and it truly began to take shape during the development of our strategic plan in 2024. And so the strategic plan is set from 2025 through 2028, so this next chapter that we're in. And we developed it in collaboration with consultant Pavna Varma. And from the outset, we prioritized meaningful engagement, so connecting with our members through surveys and focus groups, and consulting with community partners and key voices across the sector. And one theme emerged throughout our strategic planning process, an opportunity to strengthen our visibility and more fully express who we are. Community members encouraged us to deepen and develop our identity as a vibrant, inclusive art space here and expand our digital presence and better communicate the energy and purpose behind our work. So that was kind of phase one. And then with support from the Community Foundation for Kingston and area, we were able to move this forward in a meaningful way. So we received funding in the spring of 2025, and the board engaged BM Dodo Strategic Design as the consultant team we worked with on this project. And we selected them for their deep local knowledge and over 20 years of experience supporting organizations specifically in Kingston to guide this comprehensive exploration of our identity. And so throughout this process, research and community input remained really central. We shared a survey with our members and our key collaborators, inviting feedback on how our name and visual identity could better reflect our work, especially in today's more environmentally conscious context. So that's kind of where we took things. So one of the main themes identified was a need to be less intimidating and more welcoming to new members, emerging artists in the community as a whole. So there's a strong desire to be the creative hub that fosters connections where artists meet, collaborate, and build community. And to do this, we need to continually reach out, engage with people who have often never heard of us before. So this renewal allows us to support the next generation of artists and move into the future. So it was an exciting process of engaging our community and then doing a lot of internal, ongoing dialogue, reflection, and creative exploration as a board, working through multiple rounds of names and identity proposals. But each stage, it really involved revisiting initial community feedback, testing ideas, and refining directions to ensure that the outcome would authentically reflect our values and our future. And that led us to where we are today. So by late fall, we had kind of decided on a direction and a name. And since then, we've just been working hard behind the scenes to carefully develop and finalize things ahead of the exciting launch on Friday.
Awesome. Thank you for that background. And I was wondering if you could walk us through the meaning behind the name Cultivate Art Commons and how that kind of reflects the feedback you guys got and those discussions that you guys were having.
Absolutely. So the word cultivate, it reflects the care, time, and mentorship required to grow an artistic practice. And it really speaks to our commitment to nurturing artists and creative ideas and supporting work that contributes to the broader community. Commons, on the other hand, refers to a shared space belonging to everyone. So it signals that we are an open and accessible hub where artists and community members come together. And it also reflects the practical resources that we offer, like affordable workshops, shared tools, equipment rentals, and exhibition space. I guess I'd also just like to really reinforce that this change is not a departure from our past. It's more of a deepening of purpose and a clearer way of expressing what we've always done and who we've been to the community.
Awesome. Yeah. And what's going to stay the same for artists and audiences? And what do you think is going to kind of change as you move forward with this new identity?
Yeah, I think like at the core, we are the same organization. Like we are not erasing anything from our past. We are still hugely proud of who we are as an organization, especially going into next year, which marks our 50th anniversary. So it's really, like I said, about a deepening of purpose and allowing us to more clearly represent who we are to communities that we've not engaged with before. And it's really an opportunity to share our story more boldly and connect with new audiences, and then really just reaffirm our longstanding commitment to artists in this region. So I think like those are kind of the changes that people might see, and obviously some visual changes, but ultimately it's really a leaning into who we've always been and the work we do that is so important.
And you had your launch event on Friday. I was wondering if you could speak to some of the reactions you guys got when you revealed this new identity.
Absolutely. It was a warm, uplifting event. The room was filled with people who've been supporting us over the years and who've been so deeply engaged in our programming, coming to events, exhibiting with us, teaching with us even. So it was so wonderful to gather with these really important people for us in our community and celebrate with them and have them be the first to know. There was obvious surprise. But I think that everyone there was able to really recognize that like this is an important change or shift for us as an organization. And we're able to just kind of carry that excitement forward and know that this is something we're doing in the best interest of this organization that we all know and love and have known in the past as Modern Fuel, but will now be knowing as Cultivate Art Commons. And I think that, yeah, there's just, you could really feel the love for this organization in that room that night. And the commitment to wanting to ensure that it's around for the next 50 years. And this is part of that strategy. So yeah, it was just a really beautiful celebration.
Once again, that was Maddie Andrews, Executive Director of Cultivate Art Commons. As Andrews said, while the name is changing, the organization's core mission remains the same: supporting artists through exhibitions, mentorship, workshops, and access to creative resources. As Cultivate Art Commons approaches its 50th anniversary in 2027, this new identity aims to reflect both its history and vision for a more connected arts community in Kingston. For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.